obviously, it was a massive story, this Microsoft CrowdStrike issue. And I mean, again, we're going to talk to Eric Semmel about what exactly it was, but it seems like there wasn't anything, you know, it wasn't malfeasance. It was just an upgrade gone horribly wrong. But even some stories today, I mean, Delta still had trouble over the weekend, just lingering effects. It seems to always affect the airlines the most. Time for Tech Tuesday. Eric Semmel from Tab Computers. And, of course, Computer Talk with Tab, Saturdays 9 to 11. Eric, good morning.
Hey, Brett. Morning, sir. How are you?
So this must have been just, like, an incredible story for you.
Well, it's actually one of the saddest days of my career, really. You know, Y2K, 25 years prior, you know, planes were not going to fly. I heard you talking about not being able to get to your bank. You know, payment systems weren't going to work. You know, companies were down. That was what was going to happen with Y2K. Fast forward 25 years later, it looks like we brought you Y2K on Friday. And it's because of our choices as IT professionals. We chose Microsoft.
And so basically, so this is, whose fault is this? So it's not it's CrowdStrike's fault or Microsoft's fault?
It's CrowdStrike's fault in this instance, in that they did an update without testing it prior, which would seem crazy, but these days, of course it's not crazy, you know. Nobody cares about anything anymore. Release an update to the planet, nobody's gonna, what could go wrong, right? You know, it's ridiculous. CrowdStrike made an update and damaged the kernel aspect of Windows. Microsoft had to give CrowdStrike access to the low-level kernel of its operating system because CrowdStrike exists to prevent attackers from attacking Microsoft. So it was CrowdStrike's fault, per se, but it's our fault as an IT industry to purchase one homogeneous operating system. And as I sent some information over to you, you know, a month prior to this happening, CrowdStrike was saying, hey, you know, we have a single point of failure we should worry about. And they were talking about Microsoft as that single point of failure. And they're exactly right. There's too many Microsoft operating systems all interconnected. I've been saying this for almost my entire career, if you listen to my program on Saturdays. This is an accident waiting to happen. Wait until Microsoft does an update like this, Brian.
Yeah.
This only affected 1% of the Windows systems. Imagine when they hit all the systems at the same time.
Well, yeah, I want to get into that 1% in a second, but I guess we're talking with Eric Semmel from Tab Computers, and again, Tech Tuesday here on Brian and Company, and also Computer Talk with Tab Saturdays on WTIC from 9 to 11. And if you have any questions at all, I mean, I love the one thing that local radio can do and still do better than anybody is you can get direct, when you get this kind of direct contact, you can get questions answered. And you don't have to wait in line at a stupid Genius Bar or something. So, I mean, whatever. I mean, it's just like, I don't think people, I think people underrate the value of these shows. And I think they're really important, especially people who don't know what they're doing like me. You know, I guess for me, the question I ask you as an IT professional is, so what should companies or people do? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know how to diversify what operating systems I use or whatever. What should people do?
Well, that's the problem, right? Microsoft kind of crushed the competition early on by giving away their operating system for practically nothing, whereas IBM had a great product called OS 2 that we were selling 25, 30 years ago. And what should people do? You need to actually start thinking about your systems being interconnected the way they are. You need to actually think about air-gapping important systems so they don't get updates. You need to think about the process that you're using, maybe batching updates rather than having everything instantly update at the same time. Whoever thought that was a good idea, I don't know what, it's crazy, right? Who thought that was a good idea? Clearly, we have major aspects of how IT is implemented, how IT is supported, the tools we use. In CrowdStrike's case, they only hit 1% of the operating systems. Imagine if Microsoft did this to all their systems, because guess who's capable of the exact same kind of ridiculous updates. We've seen it before with Microsoft. Microsoft has done it to themselves. Their own Windows Defender program would actually update and see its own operating system as a threat. That's happened already. This is just a major issue that's going to cause major meltdowns. I mean, I've never been so shaken up by the fact that this occurred.
Wow.
This day and age. Well, just imagine, we were down. Lots of people were down on Friday, Brian. So many people were down, and people are still down, and we have definitely not improved the IT systems that we've put out over the past 25 years. I think we've just literally made ourselves more vulnerable. And if you look at AI, if people are worried about AI turning into, you know, Skynet and killing us all, it's going to be a Windows update that does this, not Skynet.
So let me ask you this, because I saw stuff, anything from these digital refrigerators to, you know, jumbo jets, but yet you said it's 1%. I mean, there's nothing, it's not arbitrary about who's affected, but I don't understand, like, you were affected if you had a certain Windows program? Because, I mean, obviously, I don't understand why certain things were affected and other things were not.
You were affected if you happened to subscribe to CrowdStrike.
Okay.
So if you purchased the CrowdStrike product, the Falcon Sentry or something to that effect, to monitor and protect your company from people who are attacking Microsoft, if you purchased CrowdStrike for that reason, that update hit all their customer systems at the same time. And had they just tested it on a couple of computers prior, you know, maybe CrowdStrike should have actually updated it on their own operating, on their own production systems in their own offices before they released it on everybody, this issue would not have occurred. But because it did, it just shows the lack of, I don't know if it's professionalism or what it is in this industry, but connecting everything together and having ding-a-lings like this update our systems and bringing us to our knees, we are really much more vulnerable than we ever would have thought. And when you even have guys like Putin saying, you know, it's been great that you guys have been sanctioning me, I haven't had access to the updated stuff, he's actually insulated,
yeah,
right? He's not getting updates. That's kind of sad in its own self.
Now, listen, you're not in the finance side of things, but CrowdStrike's like a $60, $70 billion company. Is it a bad company?
Yep. Well, I mean, what's it? Gartner had it in the magic quadrant until Friday. You know, there's so many examples of these experts saying it's a good company until it's not. I mean, Moody's, right before, they just paid $1 billion or had $1 billion fine because they were talking about the securities before the Great Recession in 2008. Forbes said Silicon Valley Bank was the best run bank for 5 years
right. Before
it, you know, didn't understand how interest worked. So is it a good company? I would tell you basically what just happened. Clearly, they're not a good company. Just imagine if they can't do an update right, how good are they at actually protecting your computer? You don't need me to tell you. That's the other problem. People are so willing to just have the experts tell you who's good or who's not. Nobody even says, you know what? Like Elon Musk said, CrowdStrike, off all our systems. That's the kind of answer you should have, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things. If you're that big a company to cut a corner and, like, not pre-testing something before you release it is, that's just bizarre. I mean, it's because it doesn't save you that much money. You know, they've lost several billion in market cap since this incident happened. It's crazy.
It's breathtaking. I mean, you know, if you can update all these systems the way they just did, whack the entire, you know, the entire base at 2 a.m, Friday morning, you can't say, hey, Bob, why don't you run this update on a couple of computers before we send it out to the planet? Yeah, it's fine. I mean, come on. This is how bad we've gotten when it comes to IT, and that's the part that should scare you. I used to joke about looking at how the sausage is made. You just saw how the sausage was made. I don't want to eat it anymore.
Well, first of all, the most telling thing from this interview is how big a deal you think this is, especially within your community. I mean, I look at it as, a bunch of airlines got canceled and it's annoying. But I mean, obviously, you know, there's more, much, much more to it than that. Listen, I appreciate this is like an intense thing for you, which it translates over the radio. So I'm sure you'll have a lot more to talk about with this on Saturday from 9 to 11. As always, Eric, we really appreciate the insight.
My pleasure, Brian. Right, talk to you soon.
Eric Semmel.